just keeps happening. It's the news, according to me. It is Thursday already. Where has the week gone? It's November 21st, 8:50 a.m. I've got about 30 minutes for this show. It's going to be about a 30-minute show, just for those of you who know. Right? Unless I go longer than that. Sometimes I do. Good morning. It is Thursday, November 21st, 2024. And I am your host. I probably will not have a show tomorrow, unfortunately. I don't know how I'm going to pull this off. Got a thing I got to do tomorrow morning in Dallas. Don't know how that's going to work out. So we'll just have to figure that out as we go, I guess. We have a couple things to talk about. I discussed some things yesterday. The main thing was Matt Gaetz. There's some other things happening as well. And the left just continues to melt down. Now, I want to talk about MSNBC this morning because it's kind of the main thing that's happening. It looks like they actually are going away. NBC has basically sold off. Well, SEC has to get involved. This is big stuff. So SEC has to get involved. All kinds of things have to be involved. FCC, SEC, all the alphabet soup organizations, but they've got them in their pocket. So I would imagine anything they want to do, they're going to be able to do. Now, MSNBC is located in the Rockefeller Building in New York, and my guess is they're going to have to move out of there. And I think everybody, every show that's on there right now is concerned because nobody knows who's going to get axed and how they're going to ax everything and what is going to happen there. And it may not all happen all immediately, but Morning Joe discovered that how vitriol and how terrible his people can be. They're getting all kinds of terrible, terrible feedback on social media. Their viewership after they announced that they went down and talked to Donald Trump, you know, the racist, Nazi, fascist, existential threat to our nation. I went down and had brunch with him. Or tea or whatever they had. I don't know. Might as well go talk to you. You know, but might as well go talk to him. They got a lot of feedback, a lot of flack back from that. The people on the left being as ruthless and cruel as they are, there no explanation would be good enough for them. They wouldn't be able to do that. But now, when you feed people with all this stuff for so long, they start to believe it. And of course, the people that are feeding it to you, they also believe it. And so after a while, of course, then they have a wake-up call and realize, hey, maybe we were a little off base on this and people stop believing us because it's so ridiculous. Maybe people saw through all the hyperbole. Maybe, just maybe, folks. Maybe you shouldn't have pushed it to that degree. But they did. And now here we are. There are, and of course, it's people are bold, emboldened by this because they realize that, hey, more than half the country voted for this guy. And they're starting to, you know, you got sports people, you know, they make a touchdown, they're doing the dance, the Trump dance. And people doing that all over the place now. I think I'm going to do that probably this weekend. We've got some places I want to be. I'll probably be doing the dance. But the, it's not really much of a dance. Your feet don't really move. It's just your arms back, you know. But, you know, as good as any 79-year-old can do, or 77, whatever you guys, 78-year-old. But he, we'll have to see what happens with all this. I don't know. The left is melting down. Now, MSNBC, all the people there are very nervous about what's happening. And my guess is, one of the reasons they're nervous is because they don't know what's in my cup. I have a cup full of my blend, Pacific Island chai, and big train, creamy vanilla chai here. And of course, the fun part. Now, what's in my cup, what's in that cup? Well, the creamer now has changed because I've ran out of Almond Joy creamer, unfortunately. I have Cinnabon creamer, which is okay. It's good. In fact, it seems to work pretty well with this particular blend. It actually does a pretty good job. The other thing I have here beside me, this is a strange one. I have I spent a lot of time in Michigan City yesterday. Michigan City has a It's in Indiana, by the way. Michigan City is in Indiana. It's right on the lake, the lower part of Lake Michigan. It's real close to Michigan. New Buffalo is the next town over to the east, and that's in Michigan. So it's very close to Michigan, but it is in Indiana. It's where I normally keep my boat in the summertime. A lot of restaurants have opened up there on the south side. One of the restaurants is just off the interstate there. One of the restaurants that has opened up recently, they have a Popeye's chicken, and they also have a Cane's fried chicken there. And Cane's has extremely good sweet tea. I have not tried the sweet tea at Popeye's yet. I don't tend to go to Popeye's that much. And where they've put it is harder to get to. It's harder to get off the road because it's at closer to an intersection that actually makes it really, unless you're happen to be going around the corner on that particular side. You know how some gas stations, they'll put a gas station on opposite sides. They'll have a speedway on one side and a speedway on the other, like a catty corner to the other side, just because that way they catch all the traffic that's possible. That way people can easy on, easy off kind of thing. They can get in and get in out. At least that happens around here a lot. A lot of places they'll do that. And one side will get a lot more traffic than the other because certain times of the day, people are going one way or the other. It's kind of interesting. This place is just in a location where you're only going to get traffic in one particular direction. And the other side of it is, Cane's chicken is down the road a little bit further and it's easier to get in and out. In fact, it's on an access in and out of a Meijer store, which is kind of like a Walmart in this area. And so it's just easier to get in and out of there. A lot more options. The other thing that's happening in that town, which another even further closer to the interstate, will soon be, I would guess probably within the next 2 months, I would think by sometime probably in January. They don't have the windows put in yet, but they have the building up and things are coming together pretty quickly. Is a Chick-fil-A is coming to town. And it's in a world where Chick-fil-A is near you. Cane's chicken has really good sweet tea. And I don't, their chicken is okay. It's the breading is not too bad. It's fairly light, but everything's breaded fried chicken. They don't have any grilled chicken. Whereas I don't know if Popeye's does or not. I know that I've started to like the grilled chicken at Chick-fil-A actually now. Their fried chicken is also very really good, but their grilled chicken is pretty good stuff. They have a little seasoning or spice or something on it. I'm not sure what it is. It's not bad. It's kind of a Western style. But, of course, their sweet tea there is impeccable. But I have to say, the sweet tea at Cane's is pretty good. It tastes pretty good. It's not quite the same. And I have a feeling it has something to do with the ice. One of the things that people don't realize is when, a lot of restaurants don't realize if your ice is just coming out of the faucet, they don't put a filter on their ice maker. So whatever the water is, especially city water, which most of the time it is, typically has a lot of chlorine in it. Well, when you freeze that, it actually gases off. It does some weird things, and it leaves a weird taste. It doesn't taste necessarily like chlorine, but it has a pungent taste to it. And that's the kind of taste I get when I drink Cane. And the tea flavor itself is very good. It's very good tea. Problem is it's the ice, and it's once that ice has melted into the tea, it starts to develop that flavor. It's kind of an after flavor, aftertaste. I don't know if Chick-fil-A in most places filters their ice, because it's basically the same ice. It's the same kind of ice, those little pellets, which is actually the best kind of ice. It's not crushed ice, so it won't, go up your straw. But it is, it's like a pellet of ice, and it's actually just so much better. Anyway. Well, that's the 30 minutes I've got. I guess I've got time to go. Can't talk about anything else. Anyway, that's what I have this morning. I have Cane's chicken, iced tea. The ice is all melted out of there. But I had iced sweet tea yesterday from Long John Silver's, Arby's, and Cane's. And I have to say, I didn't drink all the other sweet tea. I got about halfway through the... Well, they screwed up at Long John Silver's. All I ended up with was unsweet tea. And of course, that's something I would spew out of my mouth. It was okay. I drank a few sips of that, but it didn't taste bad. It wasn't bad tasting tea. It just didn't have any sweetener. And I probably could put some sugar in it. Or I could probably get some McDonald's sweet tea and put that in there, and it would probably be about right. McDonald's sweet tea is way too sweet, typically. It's gotten sweeter over time. It used to be really good. I used to like it. I would drink it all the time. I don't do that anymore. It has gotten too sweet. To the point where you can't taste the tea anymore. It's just sweet. It's just almost like it. To be too sweet for me is like way out there. I digress. So we have this thing going on with MSNBC, and it's the Republicans. There's a couple of Republican guys are talking about. I guess they're drafting up articles of impeachment for Joe Biden. I'm sure they're doing it for Donald Trump too. They're not as vocal here now. We don't hear as much from some people. Mitch McConnell finally came out and made some announcements and made some press announcements the last couple of days. he's claiming that he didn't say anything about not having any recess appointments. He's just, we're going to do the same thing with everybody else has done. Well, I don't think so. He's going to treat Trump differently. Now, maybe somebody talked to him and, talked some sense into him. But I'm sure behind the scenes there is this major battle going on. When you've got Trey Gowdy coming out, Trey's not in office anymore, but he definitely has been extremely vocal about this whole thing with Trump and how these recess appointments and people he's... by the way, we're getting snow here. I just got a text from somebody. Oh, they have an inch of snow, I guess, further up in Michigan, southwest lower Michigan. Interesting. Probably more lake effect. I'm going to mention that. So, anyway, as the wind was coming out of the west, northwest quite strongly yesterday, and it was developing some interesting things on the other side of the lake. We have... there's just a whole lot of turmoil going on right now. And of course, this is during the time between when Joe Biden was forced out. I mean, think about this. This guy is running. They're asking him, after the debate, they're asking him to step down. They're asking if he's going to, what's going to happen. He's clinging on with an iron grip. He's saying that, only God himself can remove him from the race. He's in it to win it. He beat him before. He can beat him again. He's 100% in. He's not backing down. He made those statements, and I believe it was less than 24 hours later. It was right around 24 hours later. Seriously, one day later after he makes those comments to reporters, he's making an announcement. He didn't even make an announcement. It was a published tweet, I believe, or something, some kind of a social media post on X, I believe. That he's stepping down. He's withdrawing from the race. And again, they're still blaming Joe for endorsing Kamala. They claim, we were going to have a primary. But then Joe, a couple days later, endorses Kamala. I think it was 5 days later? Or was it the next day? I think he made the announcement he was withdrawing, and then when he actually came out and spoke, he actually endorsed Kamala Harris. Now, here's the problem with this. We talked about this yesterday. This whole thing was such a mess. He ends up endorsing Kamala. Now, I don't know that he has the power to do that just because he endorses her. I mean, I can endorse whoever I want to. That doesn't make them the candidate. Since when does the president... or a candidate who's running, who won the primary, make an endorsement, and that's who the person's going to be now. the DNC is in charge of that. The DNC decides, and I don't understand how they didn't just step in and say, well, this is, according to our rules, it's not based on what the president endorses. It's based on what we have to have another primary. And they could have done whatever they wanted to. But no, they act like, oh, she got shoved down her, she got forced on us. We didn't have a choice. Oh, so you're saying that she wasn't the best candidate. She wasn't the proper candidate to put into place. And yet you told us the whole time she was what the nation needs right now. This is her time. It's just a wonderful person. She ran a perfect campaign, according to Joy Reid. She ran a flawless campaign. Flawless campaign. Didn't even go to talk to Joe Rogan, but she ran a flawless campaign. I mean, she didn't fall down anywhere. She read her script every time she went to a campaign. She read the same script over and over. She didn't muck it up. But other than, now they're blaming it on, well, we didn't reach out to, there's a lot of, they're starting to kind of gather their thoughts now a little bit. I heard this one commentator this morning. I don't know if I can find it. I probably can't find it. I was going to have some audio this morning. There were some things I just couldn't get done. A lot more going on last night than I planned on. The amazing thing is that it almost sounds like they're eating crow a little bit. They're saying, well, you know, they didn't reach out to the average white guy. Now, think about this. Every single demographic that you can figure out, whether it be black men, black women, white women, working class, educated, whatever they were, they made inroads into all of those. In other words, there were gains on the Republican side in all of those categories. I don't like putting people in those categories. I don't like it, but that's the extent of it is. And when that, I think it was it Jake Tapper? Or was it, whatever the guy's name is, the Vanderbilt boy. They showed this one map where they were showing how Joe Biden, like, okay, this is the entire map and this all the areas where Kamala has increased over Joe Biden, not a single county, not a single one, not even in California. He was shocked. He goes, what do you mean? What? He thought something was wrong with the map. Not a single one, not a single county where she had increased over Joe Biden. Now, the problem was they keep quoting these things and saying, well, Joe Biden would have won. He was leading in all these areas in the polls. Not after the debate, he wasn't. And that was the problem. Now, they pulled him out before the polls really came through, because as I always said, the polls really reflect like a week later, 4 to 5 days at least, sometimes 2 weeks. The president could come out and say something, and it would be a week or two before it would really be reflected in the polls. And they never talk about this, because you're just compiling all this stuff and taking the polls and getting everything compiled. They can have spot polls, but the majority of the people who are watching the spot polls are not people who are necessarily where the aggregate of people are. So what ends up happening is they pulled him out before the polls could drop. Now, their internal polling and everything that they knew was going to happen, because they have much sharper polls within, believe me. They're not dependent on the pollsters out there that do it for a living for the media. They have their own internal polling. And it's not Alan Lichtman. The man with the 13 keys. Oh, I should probably play this exchange between, let me see if I can find this. Where does it at? It's got to be here somewhere. It's pretty good. I'll put it up on here. By the way, if anybody tries to find me on YouTube, it's my YouTube channel is T N-A, the number 2, the letter M, and E. TNA to me. So it's the news according to me. That's my channel on YouTube. A lot of people don't know that. I haven't posted anything on there for a long time. In fact, I think the last video I put on there was 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I was just testing some stuff. I was talking about the NRA. This was 4 years ago. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff there. It's been many, many years ago. So it hasn't been that recent. I think, yeah, the most, let's pull this list up and see what it looks like. Yeah, 3 years ago. There's just a couple of things on there that are like 1 minute long. And the other one was that's a news report. It was 6 years ago. So that's gives you some idea. Trump was still president then. I was talking about Russian meddling or interfering in the attack or whatever. That was on the pipeline. So we have stuff is going on. We have no, that wasn't the pipeline. That was something else. The pipeline wasn't until Biden stepped into office. So let's look at this. Alan Lichtman. Chink. Yeah, there it is. Chink Pierce Morgan. This is pretty good stuff. Excuse me. We have the exchange between these two, and it kind of gives you an idea. Chink Uyghur is a leftist of the leftist. He's all mad at, very, very mad at, here we go. This one's 31 seconds long. Probably explains it the best. That's 10 minutes. Chink Uyghur destroys Alan Lichtman. You were wrong. Let's see what this has to say. I'm going to try to play this. This is on Rising. It's on The Hill. I can't remember what network they're a part of. But I'm going to play this. It's very interesting. Here we go. Let's see what we have here. Let's see what they say. I'm going to bring this up as soon as this announcer is done talking here. He's still yakking away. We'll get this. Here he goes.
The voters. I think, look, we could get into this discussion, but one, I think you're blaming the voters. I think that's a terrible idea. Look, I debated Professor Lichtman before. I told him his theories about the keys were absurd. I was right. He was wrong. I said he'd lose his keys.
No, you were not right, and I was not wrong. And that's a cheap shot, and I won't stand for it.
Well, who won, brother?
You should not be taking cheap shots at me.
Who won?
You want to make your point, make your point.
Don't make it personal. World of denial.
I read your own followers' comments, and they all trashed you, every one of them, and supported me.
Yeah,
right,
right.
Quiet with your personal attacks.
Yeah, come find out again.
Make whatever point you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't make it personal.
You don't know anything.
It goes on. We'll play a little bit more. This is
wrong.
Say
you were preposterously
you
and stupidly wrong. So okay, all right. Can I just
don't
finish
call
the goddamn
me stupid
thought ever
oh,
on this
sorry
show.
About that.
No, not if you're
okay.
Personally.
Well,
I admitted I was wrong. I don't need you to call me stupid.
Okay.
Can I just say it's great to see you Democrats all getting
who
along
taught
so
you
well.
Manners?
Now, Juan Williams is on this. Juan Williams is on this panel, as well as this kid. He's got this boyish face. He's trying to grow a beard. It's like this one of those little scruffy little, like it looks more like pubic hair on your chin, kind of beards. He's growing one of those. And he's this kid who pretends like he's some kind of a TikTok guy. He lies through his teeth about everything. People were starting to fact check the guy and starting to find out that he's getting paid ridiculous amounts of money by some organizations to do what he's doing. He's not some kind of spontaneous. He's trying to reach the youth. He's getting paid. He's got the right look. And so here he is on the panel as well. I think that this channel starting in the first of the year, by the way, one of the plans I have, at least one of the things I've wanted to do is, and I may start a different channel to do it. I'm not sure if I'm going to do this or not with this channel. What I would like to do is an in-depth review, maybe even an interview, of different YouTube influencers, creators, that kind of thing, of political YouTube channels. Let's just go down the gamut just to get a list of everybody that's on right and left, on the right and the left. You know, the Young Turks talk about their origins, where they came from, what they were doing, the whole thing, like just whatever it is. And then people like and then even talk about the mainstream media and their presence on YouTube. Just more of a review of the of YouTube channels in general and what they do. And because I've thought about actually doing that in conjunction with another YouTube review style thing of makers, people who do, you know, people who do metal work, metal craft, woodcraft, because I'm into that, a lot of this kind of stuff too. And I thought about doing something where I would do a review on those kinds of places. Now, those guys are probably more apt to, especially as I start to get followers, the more followers you get, the more exposure you have, the more they're interested in promoting their channel and doing interviews. Spicer Designs, for example, is right here in Indiana, not that far from me. And I've actually had some personal communication between him and I. So there's already some connections being made with some people like that. And it would be kind of fun to do that kind of thing. It would take an incredible amount of time. Might be something I would do more when I get retired in the retirement age. And it wouldn't be an everyday show, probably. You know, I might do on Monday, maybe do a maker review, and then on Tuesday do a political review. Probably going to be, maybe I could just do a whole channel, could just be a YouTube review channel, and I could just do certain things on certain days and it'd be kind of pre-recorded stuff. It wouldn't be, you know, minute by minute news cycle stuff. But that's a thought. That's one of my thoughts. I'd like to hear from some of you what you think about that, whether it would be something worth listening to or whether, you know, there's a different kind of audience for that. And so it would be a very, very different kind of audience. Just, but I think it'd be kind of interesting, kind of fun to do. Might not happen for a few years, maybe until after I retire. But I've only got 3 years left at the particular job I'm at right now. I will be retiring if I make it that long. That's always potentially I could quit before that. Who knows? If I win the lottery, but I guess in order to win the lottery, you got to play the lottery. I don't do that. So it's maybe if one of my friends out there win the lottery, one of you win the lottery out there, and you don't know what to do with all your money, I've got a place for it. I got plenty of things I could do with that. There you go. I'll pay you back in 50 years. Be a good investment, I guarantee you. We have, since this continues on. This continues on. Let's just keep listening to this.
Hey, Alan, you deserve a tall glass of shut up juice. So can you just shut up for a second and let someone who knows what
not
they're doing?
You're so right, Pierre. Okay? You're so right. So, we're so unified
any point
right now.
You want, so, I will not sit here and stand for personal attacks, for blasphemy against me.
See, which is exactly what Chink, that's all Chink knows. Chink is a personal, he goes after people like that, and he does it all the time. That's just what he does. That's because that's what the left does. And of course, he wasn't really attacking him personally. If you go back and listen to this thing, he wasn't really attacking him personally. He took it personally. Because he said his keys are stupid. He took it personally because he's personally invested in his keys. It's not about a system. It's about a wishful thinking idea. Now, his keys are pretty good, but they don't reflect. You know, he's just at that point. Once you go beyond that, you have an educated guess. If these things were so perfect, then you know everybody would be paying attention to him. He's the only one doing them because there are so many other variables. And in his case, he's clean. He's not blaming his keys for being wrong. He's blaming misinformation. And this is all because of misinformation. Misinformation did us. Twitter. It's Twitter. Twitter. Because Elon Musk. He's the enemy. He's the devil. He was the fly in the ointment keys. Kind of thing. So let's keep on going here. So,
for context.
Yeah, there we go. So that was, it's kind of fun. Of course, and then there was all the fallout from all that social media trends and everything else that was going on with all that. So in the meantime, that's the kind of thing that's happening on the left right now. They're kind of eating their own, and it's like, you know, bring on the popcorn, put some more butter on it because the show is getting really interesting now at this point. Very interesting things happening. Some interesting things happening as well in the in place of the
lawsuits that are against Donald Trump right now. Legally, there's some things happening. Now, they're claiming that Trump doesn't have the ability to, speaking of legal issues, and of course, I'm not a lawyer, not a doctor, I'm not a financial counselor, I'm not a prestidigitationist. I can't even spell that. We have, interesting, speaking of doctors, it's Bunny Trail Day. I was at the doctor yesterday morning. Every year I have to get this, or every 6 months I have to get this physical thing for work. And I didn't even mention it. We were talking about something else to do with our industry, my industry, and he's kind of interested in the industry I'm working for right now. And he, all of a sudden, he just kind of, it's like I didn't have to ask. I kind of assumed where the guy was politically, but I'd never really talked to him about it much. When he asked me if I was vaccinated a few years ago, I said no. And asked me if I had my flu shot. I said, no. No thanks. And every time I go in there, he's always asks me, what do you do? And your blood pressure is really low and everything looks perfect and your EKG is good, all this stuff's good. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. He's a little bit older than me, a few years older than me, about 3 years. Overweight. Doesn't he looks like he's 10 years older than me. To be frank. He's a doctor. Anyway, a lot of it's genetics. I know that's typically the case, but, regardless. He goes off on this whole thing, but Trump's appointments, he's appointing these people who are just, personalities, people who aren't experts in their field, blah, 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 blah. They need to be experts. I trust somebody. All these people are TV stars. And he doesn't like Dr. Oz, he had just a lot of things to say about the whole thing. I just kind of backed off. I'm just going to live my best life and wasn't going to get into it there in the doctor's office. If I'd taken his blood pressure at the moment, I think it probably would have been, off the charts. But he's going nuts. I basically just said, I'm just going to live my life and live the best I can with those people I know and just not going to let a politician affect my life. And I'm not, my life doesn't depend on politicians. I know they can affect, they have an effect on what it's like to live here. I realize that, but we'll just do the best we can with what we got. And I'm not saying Trump's going to make all the right decisions. Not everything's going to, and even despite Trump being in office, who knows what kind of bad, we had, who knows what kind of attack we're going to have. It could be a pandemic. It could be a attack on the grid, some kind of terrorist attack. You never know what's going to happen. And we're just going to make the best we can, be prepared as we can, and not get complacent here. We happen to have a guy in office that I think is more favorable to the American values, American way, founding fathers' principles, I think. But I think it's kind of America's last chance, really. And I think the next 8 years will be really very, very telling, 8 to 12 years, depending on who follows after Trump. But I think we're in a different era over the next four to eight years. See how things go. Get some of these establishment people. We'll get a different establishment. That's what we're going to end up with. So what we have here is, where was I going with all that? I was talking about something else before that. So I'm not a lawyer, but the cases against Trump are being kind of shuffled off and shuffled around. They're not sure what to do with them. They're probably just going to fall by the wayside eventually and not have anything happen. But that's kind of what's looking like what's going to happen. Then we have the issue of the deportations. Now there's a lot of cities around the country that are claiming to be they've reinforced their sanctuary city and their opposition, their resistance to deportation. Now they're not even talking about not deporting criminals. They're talking about the hardened criminals, people who actually they're breaking into our country illegally. And here's the other thing. He's talking about dropping the natural-born citizen thing, the baby dropping on the across the border here. If you're here illegally, there are people who make vacations when they're like in their – they take vacations when they're in their 8.5 months or they're 39 weeks, and they say, I'm going to go to the U.S. and we're going to have the baby there. That way they get U.S. citizenship and they become an anchor baby and they have reason to be here. This happens all the time. This natural-born thing here is, of course, a very – that's also – that can also be – that's not in the Constitution, by the way. That was only adopted in like in the 1800s or something. It was not an initial thing in the Constitution. And there's no amendment that protects that. It's actually – it can be interpreted – the Supreme Court has actually ruled that it can be interpreted different ways. It's really – it falls under the Justice Department, which is basically you're talking about the president making that decision. He can change those rules. The president can shut the border down with no other act of Congress. He can just literally shut the border down. No immigration. Nothing. You can have workers. You can have visas, all those kinds of things. No immigration whatsoever. This happened during the Nixon administration. I think we went for almost 2 years, I think. So it was at least a year. I think it was over a year that there was no immigration. We allowed no immigrants into the country. Legal immigration was halted. Now, it was ramped up to like 1.2 million legally come through every year. And of course, then you have the 10 million coming through, just on their own, just willy-nilly, and everybody wanting to allow them in, which is ridiculous. It's insanity. And they wonder why they lost the election. And they're doubling down on all this stuff. They're doubling down on the idea that they haven't learned their lesson. The American people are tired of hearing this. We're being made out to be the enemy. We're being made out to be the bad guys. And you've got veterans, you've got people, U.S. citizens. There's large groups of people in Chicago now are protesting at town meetings. They're upset that all the city resources are going to somebody else. They're going to people who aren't even citizens here. They're illegal here, and they're putting them up here. They're doing all kinds of – they're getting very upset about this stuff. And they wonder why they're losing. Well, it's misinformation. It's all this disinformation stuff. No, it's – people are feeling it in real – it's meeting them in the face. So, I digress. Again, like I said, there's so much going on right now. So many things that are being decided, so many decisions that are being decided, so many things that are happening. I think it's going to be very important, very, very, very important for us to continue to pray for our leaders, pray for our nation, pray for each other, pray for organizations that are behind the scenes that most people don't necessarily pay attention to. We need to, all the NGOs, everything that's out there, they're starting to regroup, starting to get their feet underneath them. They're not sure what to do from here on in. But I guarantee you the resistance will grow. It is not a time to relax. We have made a great victory, I think, in terms of keeping Kamala from being president. They're going to try everything that they can to sabotage moving forward as a nation. I personally, I believe it will only unify us as a nation the more they push back against this whole thing, because I think we are unified now at this point. We need to keep that momentum up. Continue to pray. Shabbat shalom, everybody. Have a great rest of your week. God bless.
See ya.